There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about this ridiculous new bill that's going to help veterans. It's not going to help veterans. It's going to bring about more money. Listen to this. A loan repayment program which will aim to alleviate debts of psychiatry students to encourage them to work for the VA. Really? Overall, the department has been deeply understaffed in the post-9/11 era, despite efforts for funding to find mental health care professionals. Nope, they haven't been underfunded. They choose to be underfunded. They have all the money in the world. If we have all the money in the world to do shrimp on treadmill tests to find out how fast a shrimp can go on a treadmill at $1.2 million for that little experiment, they could probably find some money to use for psychiatry people. But the whole goal is not to have psychology people, because psychology people don't use drugs. Psychiatry students do. And remember, the VA is the largest consumer in this country of psychiatric drugs. SSRI drugs. Unbelievable. All right, number four, a community outreach program, pilot program, that will assist service members transitioning away from active duty. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported last week that the post-9/11 veterans, the unemployment rate went up to 6.9% in December. That's well above the unemployment rate for veterans overall, as well as a national rate of 5.6. Who cares? They don't mention anything about the poor homeless guys, do they? No. There's nothing there of any merit. Number five, improved facilitation of training, study, and other resources among the VA and nonprofit mental health organizations will seek to boost suicide prevention initiatives. What does that mean? Nothing. We're going to try. Don't know if we can do it or not. And 40% of the group's members knew someone in Iraq or Afghanistan who had committed suicide. I bet you anything, it's 100% of the people know someone who's committed suicide. And then number six, the law will extend by 1 year enrollment eligibility in the Veterans Health Administration. As of late January, there were nearly 510,000 veterans' disability compensations pending a decision. Did you hear that? 510,000. A half million vets are waiting to be compensated. And how do you live without any kind of compensation? You can't work. Some of these people have had one leg or two legs blown off. Anyway, they are 242,000 are backlogged or have been waiting over 125 days. Some have been waiting over a year that I know. This is the most ridiculous suicide prevention law. There's nothing in there that prevents suicide.
No.
How about checking into the flaming drugs they're giving to them, the SSRI drugs that they're making them take? Some of them taking, I was reading the other day, 12 of one that just committed suicide. 12 drugs. Now, the Sniper movie that's out right now.
Chris Kyle,
the guy that killed him, did you know that he was talking when the police went to arrest him that the apocalypse was coming and the people were, and he was paranoid? And what drugs was he on? You don't hear a mention of that.
Right.
They're trying to put it on PTSD and saying, well, he had PTSD or he didn't have PTSD or he was insane or he wasn't. What about doing a forensic evaluation of the drugs that he was on?
Right.
No, that'll never.
Too much money involved.
Unbelievable. Just like the food makers that give us bad food. And we're going to be talking to Vonnie Harry in just a minute. The Food Babe Way. This is fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much good information in here. And here's one that I'm going to talk with her about. I don't think you're going to like this. What's wrong with wine? What's wrong with wine? You're going to find that out, as well as what's wrong with Subway, because she ate a lot of that. But she went to an island, she and her husband, on about their, their sixth anniversary. And this island had one restaurant on it, and it didn't have any good food in it. So she went into the kitchen and told them what she wanted and didn't want in her food and how she wanted it prepared.
Well, why not? I mean, you're paying for it.
Yeah. And I thought that was pretty amazing. I never thought about going into a kitchen. But, I mean, she did it the appropriate way. She asked him if she could come in. And
she didn't barge in there.
Probably with a gun and tell him, you know, hands up, I want to. No, I think she was probably, probably told him what she did for a living. And she, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us this Friday, the 13th, 2015, here at the Power Hour. So glad to have you joining us. You're going to be glad you tuned in today. That is, if you care about the food you eat, or if you care about the quality, if you care about your family's food. We have joining us today an expert, and I would say one of the gutsiest people I think I've ever read about. Vani Hari is joining us today. She has a book called The Food Babe Way, and I'll tell you, once you start reading it, you can't put it down. Vani Hari joins us today because she is a food activist, the creator of foodbabe.com. She has singularly influenced how food giants like Kraft, Subway, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, and Starbucks create their products. Boy, don't you bet they love her, steering them toward more healthful policies. She lives in North Carolina, travels around the world to speak, and she is, like I said, the author of The Food Babe Way. Vani, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My goodness, you are amazing in what you have been able to do. One person can change the world, can't they?
Well, you know what? I'm not just one person. I am surrounded by an army of concerned citizens that not only care about what they're eating, but they're willing to go out there and call companies and demand change and really, you know, meet me at headquarters and deliver petitions and vote with their dollars and tell their friends and their family members about what's going on. Those people are the real heroes because I tell you, collectively together, we are so, so powerful.
I like that. I like that. And we have a lot of active people in our audience that do those very things. So we'll hopefully give them some action items that they can carry out. Because the problem is huge and we have been lied to. I don't care if it's about vaccines. I don't care if it's about the wars that we're fighting. I don't care if it's about our food. We have been lied to about where disease comes from and how disease could be eliminated and how our health could be ameliorated. But medicine doesn't want to talk about it, and the food companies don't want to talk about it, do they?
You know, I am a victim of really a screwed up healthcare system. You know, when I was younger, and I had asthma, allergies, eczema, you know, my parents really didn't make the connection with food and the way I was feeling. They really thought it was genetic because my brother also had those issues. And so, you know, when we went to the doctors looking for answers, all they could do is give us prescription drugs. They gave me ointments for my eczema, cortisone shots, prednisone, steroids, antibiotics when my allergies would flare up, and three different medications, prescription drugs, to control my asthma. They didn't ask me to look into the food that I was eating. They didn't ask me how much sugar and artificial food dyes and all these food additives I was eating. But I tell you, when I started to eliminate those things, my life completely did a 180. I completely changed my life. For most of my life, I didn't know at the time, but I was walking around like a zombie. And to just sit back and not tell my story and not tell people what's really happening with the food and how changing your food, changing your perspective about what you're eating and really understanding what's in your food is really the key to unlocking everlasting health and health that you never thought was possible. I mean, the way I used to look when I look at those old pictures, I honestly can't even believe it. You know, I showed them recently to my husband, who I've been married to for almost 9 years, and he never saw me like that. You know, I met him right after my health crisis where I started to take back control of my food. And so he never really saw me like that. And when he saw them, I mean, he was shocked as well and couldn't believe how different I look, physically look, like the shape of my face looks so different because my eyes were swollen and sunken in. My cheeks were puffy from all of the eczema around my chin and my face. And so, you know, there's just something so profound that I have to make sure everyone knows about is that, you know, when you give up these food additives, when you start eating an organic, non-GMO diet that isn't full with, you know, synthetic pesticides, your body starts to sing and realize a health that you never thought was possible.
And, you know, in your book, a lot of people will say, oh, I couldn't live like that. Oh, I can't find that food. Oh, I'm too busy traveling. Oh, I, you know, all the reasons. And I've used all those reasons myself. That's why I know them. But in your book, you talked about when you and your husband went on your, I think it was your sixth wedding anniversary, and you went to an island where there was only one place there to eat, and you went in the kitchen, and you told them what you wanted to eat, and they adhered to that. They respected that. I mean, but you will go to any lengths, and I noticed that in your book. While I was reading your book, you will go to any lengths to protect your body and your husband's body, won't you?
Yeah. You know, we don't have to be subjected to this toxic food if we don't want to. We do have control, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. I didn't realize that for most of my life. You know, when I was working in the corporate world right out of school, I let everyone else decide what I was going to eat. You know, my boss, who was catering in the food so that we would work through breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and my coworkers who decided the dinner restaurant at night and, you know, and the choices we'd have available to us. You know, I didn't know that I had ultimate control. I just thought, oh, that's the only thing available, so I have to eat it. No, you don't have to eat it, and you are the only one that decides what you put in your body, and it's time for you to speak up about it, I think, and Americans mm-hmm. speak up about it and demand safer, less toxic alternatives. And I tell you, you know, I could have easily at that restaurant on that island, I could have easily just ate whatever was available and felt really bad and, you know, had to go on like a detox when I got back, you know, but instead I just asked a simple request, a simple question. You know, I just asked, hey, can our food be made very simply without all of these additional seasonings and additives? Can we just get basic salt and pepper? And, you know, the chef was so nice. He was so nice and just was like, oh, that's so easy for me. It's so easy. I don't have to create this concoction. So it was just, it was such a nice relief that things can really turn out your way if you just ask. And I tell you, you know, I've grown up with this, I don't know, philosophy. Don't let anybody ever tell you no. And I kind of use that with my food philosophy and what I eat and what I put in my body. I don't want anyone to control the decisions about what I put in my body. I really want to have control of that. And I tell you, you know, the Food Babe way is really not about deprivation. It's not about never eating cake again, because I can tell you right now, I will always be eating cake, but I'll be eating the cake that doesn't have all of the industrial food invented, food industry invented food additives that don't serve a purpose in my body, that don't belong in my body, frankly. And there's a way to do that. And so in each chapter of the book, each day of the book, I give people, you know, hey, here's what's happening, you know, to the food industry in this particular aspect, whether it's dairy, your grains, your drinking water, you know, your soda, your different other habits, like, you know, what your you know, your oils, other things. You know, here's what's happening, and here's what you do. Here's the Food Babe way on how to reduce the most amount of toxic chemicals that you're being exposed to. Because I can tell you right now, there's no way you're going to be eating a additive-free diet forever. I mean, it's just, unless you were to cook at your home every single day and control every single ingredient and never leave your house and never go to a party and never go eat at a restaurant and live in a bubble, you're going to be exposed to these additives. So when we do have control, when we can make decisions, when we aren't in those situations, we got to do the best we can. And when we are in those situations, when we're eating out at a restaurant, when we're at a party, there are strategies you can use to reduce the amount of additives you're being exposed to. And so I give those strategies in the book.
And, you know, I got to be real honest with you. When I got this book, you know, it's 356 pages, so there's a lot of stuff in here. But when it, and I saw the Food Babe way, break free from the hidden toxins in your food and lose weight, look years younger, and get healthy in 21 days, I thought, now, wait a minute. What is she going to say that's different in this book than all the other 100 books that I've got that sound like this? But I got to tell you, it is different. And you have explained and educated someone like me to the point where you really are going to think about that the next time you go and maybe want to purchase that item, because you have done an amazing job. This would be a great book for children to read, because I'll tell you what, this will get them on the right side of eating, because you've listed some really serious things in here that food can do to you. And that's what I appreciate so much about your book. I want to talk about, first of all, I'd like to talk about restaurant eating, because restaurant eating is something that more and more people are doing, and if they were to get your book and use some of these incredible recipes that you've got here, I'm really looking forward to doing these recipes, because you've got some amazing, unique ones in here that I think, you know, people are looking for. They want this kind of thing. Moroccan veggie and chickpea soup. Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Spicy tomato kale soup. But you make it in a healthy way, and people can learn how to do it the healthy way. But let's talk about restaurant eating. And your one of your favorites is Subway. And I'd like to talk about, what is it that, you know, a person is in a hurry, they think Subway is the best place to go of all the places, like you used to think. What's wrong with Subway?
Well, Subway for a long time has gotten away with their slogan, eat fresh. And unfortunately, when you eat there, you're not eating fresh. Yes, they have some vegetables and things that they cut up and you know, you can put on your sandwich. But as soon as you decide to eat their bread, Their bread is full of chemicals, including caramel color, yeast extract, all sorts of things. You know, even before I decided to petition them to remove a chemical that's banned in other countries that they don't use in other countries because it's linked to health issues, the World Health Organization has deemed it an asthmatic trigger. There's another study that shows when it's heated, it turns into a carcinogen.
Okay, we're going to come back. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back with Lonnie Harry after this four-minute break, and it is foodbabe.com, the Food Babe way. We'll be back. 4 minutes. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
I can't change it. Change.
Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Changing the world. That's what we're all about here, and that's what Vani Hari is about. The Food Babe Way. You can go to Amazon, get the book, or you can go to foodbabe.com. Break free from the hidden toxins in your food. Lose weight. Look years younger. Get healthy in 21 days. And boy, it is an excellent book. I'm not kidding you. And I do hope that you will read the book. If you read it, get it from Amazon or from, like I said, Food Babe. We do not carry it at the Power Mall. We do not have the book. Then please go and write an honest assessment of what you think in this book. And I know you're going to, I know if you're a Power Hour listener, you are going to respect everything in this book. Joining me in the studio today is Josh and his wife, Noelle. And so they may enter in here and have something to say in a little bit. But so far they agree with everything, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And before we, Noelle, you were wanting to talk about detoxification.
I did. I was looking at the website last night, and I looked over a few things that were of interest to me, and one of those things was the detox. And I had three points that I was interested in having you address if you are willing to do so, and that is, one, with the initial diet change, your body does go through a detox, obviously. Well, what can we expect when we make that change? Also, I wanted to talk about, after traveling and not being able to control your diet, what are ways that we can detox our body? And then also maybe hit on the point of exercising. I see that you're into yoga, and I know that isometric exercises and stretching and twisting and breathing are all ways of detoxing, and I wanted to know if maybe you might be interested in talking about that.
Okay. Detoxing, Vani.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So one of the things that, for me, you know, this kind of lifestyle and this kind of change did not happen overnight. And it took several years for me to figure out what would work and what works with my body and what helps my body really maintain this amazing level of health and my ideal weight without dieting. And how do I maintain this lifestyle without always having to worry about what I'm eating or what I'm doing? And so really the basis of this book is habits, right? If you do these habits, everything else will fall into place. But I tell you, if you're a person who, for example, drinks soda every morning or drinks soda at lunch or has been used to Diet Coke, and you start to reduce that from your diet or start to remove it from your diet, you are going to have a situation where, you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult and a little bit more challenging. And so the way this book is actually designed is so that each day you pick up one new habit and then you follow that habit along with a new habit each day until you have 21 new habits. And so by the end of 21 days, what they say is it takes really 21 days to instill a new change in your body, a new way of life. You really should be able to rebound. But I tell you, it's not easy getting off the sugar, getting off the soda, getting off these artificial sweeteners and things like that. So, you know, love yourself and be kind to yourself as you're going through this program. Don't be mad if you fall off the wagon and have to get back on, you know, and really again, the Food Babe Way is not about deprivation, but it's really about changing your perspective about what's in your food and then changing your habits along with it. And so when people are naturally removing these different toxins and food additives from your diet, you might not feel that great. And because your body's going to be shifting, from a very acidic, inflammatory state to an alkaline state. And so it's going to take some adjustment. One of the things that is so miraculous about the human body, and this is what one of my Chinese, medicine doctors always talks to me about, is that when, you know, we're in this environment where we're eating, you know, fast food or food additives, or we're used to all these different processed foods, our body actually starts to adapt. So it's kind of like smoking. You know, if you don't smoke and you take up smoking, you're going to cough it up and it's going to really affect your lungs, and you're not going to be able to smoke right away. But say you were to smoke for, you know, 3 weeks in a row, your body starts to adapt, right? And it starts to enjoy that nicotine and you start to become addicted to it. Same thing happens with food. And so your body starts to adapt in a way that you no longer have to cough, you no longer have those reactions. Your body says, you know, has this miraculous power to say to yourself, like, you're okay, you're fine, you're going to handle this extra smoke, even though it's killing your body inside.
Okay, we got another 3 minute break. We'll be back with Vani Hari after this 3 minute break. The Food Babe Way, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some loving, so they stripped their profits to the bone. Lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, guns80.com. That's guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be rough for us. We're gonna make it. Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be tough on us. We gotta face it.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. A lot of people are starting over and now deciding they want to change their diet. And I want to encourage you to please buy the items from Power Mall. We have, we think, the best items, whether it's the hemp shake, at the Power Mall or whether it's the organic spices at the Power Mall. My favorite is the Mediterranean spice, organic Mediterranean spice. Yours, Josh, is it still? Ooh. What is your special spice?
You know, I use a lot of the cayenne. We use the Thai seasoning.
We do in the basics, like garlic and cinnamon and ginger. Those are my staples.
I like the, what's it called?
Thai seasoning.
But the herbs of Provence.
And
some olive oil and some nice bread toasted.
It is. We have organic seasonings here. And ladies and gentlemen, when you buy them in the one-pound package, so much cheaper than buying those little tiny bottles at the store. So please buy from the good guys and keep the good guys in business. And we consider ourselves the good guys. I'm going to give you an update on my situation, my health situation, in the next hour. At 9 o'clock, though, we're going to have Don Richardson talk about all the new laws for vaccinating children that are coming down the pike, mandatory vaccination. She's going to talk to us at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:30, I'm going to give you an update on my situation. So we are talking to Vani Hari this hour, and so appreciative of her book, The Food Babe Way. I know you're going to want to get a copy of this. And then please write a nice, supportive evaluation of the book, review of the book, because we want people to read this and find out there's so much more they need to know. Now, Vani, Noelle had asked you about detoxing, and I know that you were talking about that in your book. You said that when you go to a trip, when you go on a trip, you detox when you come home. Do you want to explain how you detox when you come home from your trip?
No, you can really prevent your body's kind of reaction while you're on a trip, too. There's ways to do that. Green vegetables, just, you know, trying to find as many green vegetables as possible is one way to do that. There are so many blood-cleansing properties of cilantro and parsley and dandelion. So, really, that's how I detox when I get back is I up the green juice. I try to have 2 green juices a day, and I try to get back on an abundance of fruits and vegetables when I get back. You know, I tell you, I was just in New York this week, and someone handed me a whole wheat croissant, and I don't really eat croissants that often. And I tell you, it was, you know, my body's probably not like it that much, but boy, did it taste good. and so now that I'm back home, I'm really going to take time to really get back into that alkaline state and really, you know, just get my body back up to snuff. You know, a lot of the beauty of eating real food and eating plant-based diet is really those vegetables and fruits really protect you from your body being harmed in the first place. So it's really about just increasing the amount of those when you get back. And I think, you know, you mentioned yoga, you know, hot yoga, the specific poses in yoga are very detoxifying. The twists really stimulate the digestive system to start working a little bit better. You know, one of the things that I think is just so important is that the standard American way of life is not good for our organs. We're sitting all day. We're eating these processed foods that don't serve our body or our organs inside. And so really we just have to kind of break free from that mentality. Get up every hour if you're sitting down back at the office or working, and also start to move and make time for yourself to do these exercises, and then also just increase the abundance of plant-based foods. And, you know, one of the ways I detox every day, even on vacation and when I'm traveling, is I have lemon water first thing in the morning. Lemons are very alkaline. You know, when your body is alkaline, you avoid disease. And so it's very alkaline. It stimulates the liver. And then I add cayenne pepper to mine, too, which is a boost to the metabolism. It's also antibacterial, so it keeps your immune system strong when you're on airplanes and you're traveling, your situations, you're meeting a lot of people, you're shaking a lot of hands. And so really this keeps my body up to snuff, and it's just a natural way, using natural real food ingredients to really boost your immune system and boost that detoxifying every single day.
And I think one of the things that we talk about is eating. We don't think about drinking. We know that sodas are bad, and we know that that's something that we need to stay away from, and most of our people do. But getting into the alcohol issue, and I was really pleased that on day 7, you talk about love your liver and fat burning and alcohol. Let's talk about beer and alcohol. If you were going to encourage someone to not drink alcohol or to drink responsibly, what arguments would you use to stay away from it?
Well, here's one thing. If you want to lose weight, if you're in a situation where you want to actively lose weight, I would give up all alcohol, because the first thing your liver processes when you drink alcohol, alcohol is the first thing your liver processes when you are drinking alcohol. So you do not want to tax your liver. Your liver is your main fat burning organ. So you want your liver to be singing so happy, not to be overtaxed. And so it's really important you just give it up. And then when you are at your ideal weight and you are at your the weight you want to be for the rest of your life, I say there are some serious principles you need to take into account. This is, you know, drinking wine every single day. It's not something that if you look at the studies and you look at what's happening, it's really not really adding that much beneficial health nutrition to your body. You can get antioxidants, the same ones you get in grapes, through all sorts of other fruits and vegetables. So those studies and things, I think, are very flawed. And the ones that say hops and beer is so good for you, it's good for the heart. Well, you know, not if the beer also has caramel coloring level 4, that's considered a carcinogen, or these other additives that make beer maybe more addictive. And so I talk about what's in your alcohol, the things that the alcohol industry has spent years preventing us from knowing. I mean, right now, when you go and you buy a bottle of wine, a bottle of vodka, a beer bottle, you do not know the ingredients in it. There's no way for you to know right now. Mm-hmm. Now, just finally, because of a petition I started last year to get Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors to release their ingredients online, we know a little bit about what's in beer, and what I've found out is absolutely shocking. I mean, who knew that they were putting high fructose corn syrup in beer? So people are drinking, wow. You know, I know a lot of healthy people out there, people who eat an 100% organic diet, and then they don't even think twice about the beers they're drinking. They're still consuming the GMOs. They're still consuming these non-organic synthetic pesticides, et cetera, when they go choose a beer that's non-organic. So I really wanted to open up that issue and really open people's eyes up to what are the other things that the alcohol industry is putting into our alcohol. And a lot of these additives, the same additives the food industry is using, creates an addictive behavior. Natural flavors, artificial flavors, they make your body think you're eating something real, and they may make you believe that there's, like, basically it's the best millionth part of a taste of an additive, and that's how they make the flavors. And so when they put that in the alcohol, you are like, wow, this tastes so good. I need to have another one, and I need to have another one. And that is something that why I thought it was so important to really blow the lid on what's in our alcohol. You know, with wine, I think it's really important for people to realize there's a new GMO being created that winemakers are using, and a GMO yeast. People need to know about which winemakers are doing the right things and which aren't. If you do choose to partake in alcohol, I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. Again, the food safe way isn't about deprivation. It's about knowing what's in your food so you can make the best informed decision.
Right. You know, on page 132, you have a whole page full of beers that contain corn, that may be GMO, that contain corn syrup, caramelized sugar syrup, and high fructose corn syrup. A whole page in little print of all the beers. I mean, that's just incredible how much stuff they have in there that obviously is not good for you. And let me ask you this. There is new organic wine that is out. Is that any better? Do you find that they have more healthful ingredients in the organic wine?
Well, one of the things about organic wine, a lot of them don't have added sulfites to them. And I know a lot of these sulfites that are added to wine, I mean, sulfites are naturally occurring in wine. So it's, you're going to be exposed to some, but some manufacturers add even more to preserve it even longer. So, you just have to be aware of that. And if you're sensitive to that, I'm very, unfortunately my body is very sensitive to these food additives and sulfites and the yeast in wine and things like that. So I have to be very cautious about it. I didn't really start to understand how my body was reacting to certain different kinds of wine until I started experimenting and trying organic wine versus some conventional ones. And I tell you, I feel different after I drink an organic one versus something else, because who knows what else they're putting in that wine and just the way they make it. So I think that's really important. And I think, what's really interesting is the liquors. The liquors have all sorts of additives to in them. When someone gets a Bailey's Irish cream, what's really in that Irish cream? Is it just alcohol and some milk, or what's in there? And mm-hmm. you know, I blow the lid on that too and let people know what's really hiding in that product. And I think it's absolutely appalling that our alcohol industry has gotten away without putting ingredients on the label. We should know what yeah. we're consuming at all.
Yeah, how? Why are they exempt, and why have they been allowed to not have to do what the rest of the industry is supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
It is a question people should be asking. Now, what can they do about that? Can they call the company? Can they write the company? What would be the thing that they should do to say, excuse me, I want to know what is in what I'm drinking?
Well, here's number one. If a company won't tell you what's in their product, you should not be drinking it, period.
Yeah, good point.
So vote with your dollars. But number two, you know, we really have the power to change this, and I think the more people that speak up about it, the more it will change. I'll give you an example. Fireball Whiskey was recently recalled in Europe because they were using too much propylene glycol. This is one of the same ingredients in antifreeze. And they were using too much of it in Europe because Europe only allows it in a certain amount because they use a precautionary principle and they safeguard their citizens from an abundance of these additives. But here in the United States, they use a different formula with even more propylene glycol. And so that accidentally got shipped to Europe and they had to recall it. And it was just like, what? So even our liquor companies are using two different products, a safer product, I would say, for other countries. And for us, they give us more of this very controversial additive mm-hmm. that can cause allergic reaction and high doses. So you have to wonder, why are they putting these different chemicals in these alcohols that, you know, we don't even know what we're drinking? And I think that's what's so scary, is that we're really allowing these companies to pollute our bodies, and we need to stand up and stop that.
Well, I could not agree more. I'd like to open up the phone lines. And if you would like to ask Vani Hari a question at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, I'd also like to know which restaurants you would not go to the most. I mean, which restaurants do you definitely stay away from personally? I'd like to know that. We'll ask that question in a second. But, Josh?
Yeah, I wanted to know. I used to drink a lot of soda, and I was overweight. And when I wanted to stop, I felt like I needed to replace it with something. So I replaced it with tea, and I started buying organic tea, mainly green tea, and drinking a lot of green tea because I read somewhere that it would help you lose weight, especially around the gut area. But there are some dangers in tea, is there not, that we should be aware of?
Absolutely. You know, tea is something I am addicted to. I love it. It really helps me not only, stay away from the chips and the cookies late at night, but it's really just been such a warming, amazing thing to have when you're eating a lot of raw food and things like that to keep your body in balance. So, you know, tea is just an integral part of my life. And the things that I found out about tea were just shocking. Not only are teas being inundated with artificial flavors and natural flavors, huge companies, the companies that spend more money supporting, like Teavana, the place at the mall where they have those big fancy bins and they wave those scents at you and you get excited and you buy it by the pound and it's outrageously expensive. They're putting artificial flavor to flavor most of their teas at Teavana, and this company was actually recently bought by Starbucks. And when you go and have a tea at Starbucks, they want to create this experience at Starbucks now with tea, and they're using that same I call it nasty because I don't want petroleum-based products in my tea. I want mm-hmm. natural herbs in my tea. You know, I want natural flowers and natural things that come from the earth in my tea. So that was one thing. The other thing is the actual tea bag itself can have certain chemicals in that are very toxic that you shouldn't be exposed to. And you got to think, when you put that hot water on that bag, that is leaching into your cup. And then the other thing that I want to mention about tea that's so important is a lot of tea leaves are not, most of them, are not washed after they're picked. They're dried in the sun, and they're not washed. So if you're not getting organic tea, it's very possible that pesticides could end up right in your cup.
Wow, interesting. Real quickly, a couple of restaurants that you definitely stay away from that you'd share with us.
Well, that's easy. So I mean, all the top fast food restaurants will not go there. Now, I'm not a Chipotle fanatic or anything like that, but I did eat there recently for the first time in several years. We were on the road. We were really busy, and my husband and I were hungry, and I said, you know what, let's go try Chipotle. They're really changing their ways. Let's see what we can get there. You know, I got the organic black beans. I got the guacamole on top with some lettuce, and it held me over until we got to where we were going. And it was a great meal.
And because my next question was going to be, what restaurants would you go to? And so Chipotle is one of them. Is there any other restaurant that you would go to?
Yeah, you know, what I like to do on the road is either prepare in advance, make a couple quick wraps, and I just use a sprouted wheat wrap out of my freezer. I'll put some hummus, some avocado sprouts, mustard, pickles, wrap it up. It's so easy. You put it in an ice bag, throw it in your car, your trunk, your suitcase, wherever, and you have a wrap and you're ready to go. Now, if I'm not in that situation, what I like to do is just find the nearest grocery store, the grocery store salad bar or the grocery store lettuce or even the organic stuff that's prepackaged will be much better for you to eat than stopping at a fast food restaurant. So
I actually have
a bunch of different strategies on what to do when you travel and towards the end of the book. And stuff that I've actually personally, you know, I've done all of these tips because I used to travel for work every single week for 2 years. I was traveling, just 2009 to 2011, right before I started the blog, I was traveling every week to Detroit. And so I had to really have those strategies in place.
And, you know, I love the way you fix your oatmeal. We won't tell them that now, but in there is how she takes oatmeal with her and how she fixes it on the road. I thought that was just a really incredibly good idea. All you have to do is think about these things, ladies and gentlemen. It's all in the book, The Food Babe Way. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with Bonnie Hari. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
Josh.
And Noel. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder what would happen if we all went into a restaurant and said, I want to know everything that's in the food. Maybe they would start thinking about putting so many additives in there. I wonder what would happen if we all asked them to give us a list of ingredients in the food that we were ordering. Do we have a right to do that? Absolutely we do. I'd just like to see that happen. That's one of the things that we might want to start doing. Let me go to Carol in Washington to talk with our guest, the author of The Food Babe Way, Vani Hari. Oh, by the way, I want to remind you all that I will be on Alex's show. He invited me on there Monday at noon to be on the Alex Jones show. Let's go to Carol in Washington. Carol, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Vani Hari.
Thank you. As a takeoff on what you just said about asking the restaurants what's in their food, you also have to ask them where it came from. Natural mm-hmm. News did quite an extensive article on organic food and from China. And anything from China, whether it's, you know, they can say it's organic, and they do, it's not going to be good for you because it's so polluted over there. But my question is how, even when you call these companies, because there's so much lying involved and money, how do you know that they're telling you the truth about what's in their stuff?
Okay, good question, Carol. Vani, how do you know?
Well, you know, we have to have a certain level of trust, right? If they do tell us, you know, they don't use a certain ingredient or they produce their food a certain way, we have to have a little bit of a level of trust. Otherwise, we'll just go around crazy paranoid.
Do you ask it before it in writing?
For what I do on my site, foodbabe.com, I ask everything in writing before I report it. For example, when I was deciding on whether to do a petition to get General Mills and Kellogg's to remove BHT from their cereals, I contacted the UK Kellogg's, the UK General Mills, to find out why they don't use BHT in other countries, and found out that it's actually not allowed, and that there's different regulations. And when I found that out, I just couldn't believe that Kellogg's and General Mills had reformulated their products without this very controversial additive that's linked to cancer in animals and is an endocrine disruptor, was using that chemical here in the United States to feed millions of children and not using it in other countries. And so I started asking them questions. I emailed them and said, why are you doing this? And they wrote back and gave me these huge responses about why it's safe. And I knew that was so misleading based on my research and the research that the Environmental Working Group had done that looked at all these food additives, rated this food additive as a top 12 dirty dozen chemical out of the 10,000 chemicals in our food supply. And I just found that very maddening. And so I'm so glad I did that work, because as soon as I launched the petition on Thursday, they received so much pressure from the public. There was over 17,000 signatures within a few hours and so many calls to the headquarters,
wow,
so many Facebook posts. They started tweeting back, we're going to remove it, we're going to remove it. And then they claimed that the petition had nothing to do with it, which was so funny to me, because just weeks earlier, I have in writing that they said this was completely safe. They wrote it directly to me, dear Vani Hari, and then they issued a press release. Vani Hari had nothing to do with this decision. It was really hilarious. And it was just, it goes to show you why we can't trust companies. They can't even tell the truth about why they have to react to these petitions, you know? So really, you know, I try to get a lot in writing. You know, when I originally wrote about Chipotle didn't have their ingredients listed online. And then when I asked about it, they wouldn't tell me. They said, do you have an allergy? You know, what, And I was like, no, you know, I do have food allergies, but I just said, no, why do I need to have an allergy to know what's in my food? And they wouldn't tell me what was in their tortillas, what was in their beans. Like, they have those basic ingredients. So I was like, what are the ingredients in it? Like, how much salt, how much sugar, you know, what are you putting in there? They
yeah.
wouldn't tell me. So I marked
wow.
down two different Chipotle locations and got the information and then revealed that to the public. And once I finally
wow.
did that, they finally...
We are out of time. We're out of time, Vani Hari. Everybody get the book, The Food Babe Way by Vani Hari. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour, Vani. We appreciate
Thank
you so much. You have a blessed day.